From deep in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast. And now here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Welcome back to SwampSwami.com and the Sports Podcast. Today we're talking Fantasy Football 2021. For the 11th year in a row, I drafted a fantasy football team in the Yahoo Sports League, which I play for fun only, with my former boss and 8 other people. Our 10-team fantasy league is very competitive and has featured a different winner in each of the last 4 years. For the first time in my many years in this league, the Yahoo Sports post-draft grading system gave me the highest draft marks this year for the entire league. Yes, my team, named Swamp Gas, received an A-minus score and rated as the highest statistical choice to win the league this season. Woohoo! Normally, my fantasy draft skills are not exactly proficient. I usually receive a score of C-plus or B-minus at best. But an A-minus? What is wrong, I'm thinking. I surely didn't feel lucky right before Tuesday night's draft started. About 2 minutes before the draft began, the Yahoo Sports Fantasy site even played a brief 1-minute video on my PC. In the video, one of their fantasy sports guys gave me a speech that kind of went like this. You're in the number 2 overall draft position. Though you may believe that this is a good thing, teams who drafted in the number 2 position finished last more than any other draft position last season. But who knows, maybe you'll be luckier than most this year. Gee, thanks. That wasn't exactly inspiring, was it? In the Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football Draft, the order of selection in the first round is randomly selected by the computer. My team was given the number 2 overall position, but then I had to wait for the remaining 8 teams to make their first round choices too. Then in round 2, the draft order is reversed for the sake of fairness so that the number 10 team picks first, and then it goes backwards with 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and finally, I was able to pick my second player. Yeah, I had to wait 16 players for my turn to come back up to make the second overall pick. Needless to say, the teams which select in the number 1 or number 2 slots, or the number 9 or number 10, have a lot of waiting to do at certain times during the annual Fantasy Football League player draft. But how do you know which players to draft? Many fantasy football teams allow the Yahoo Sports computer to automatically select the best player available, as ranked by Yahoo Sports, of course, and let the computer select their entire team. Though the computer usually does a fair enough job, you have no control and you cannot guarantee that you will pick a few players from your favorite NFL teams. I'm far too much of a control freak to turn over my draft to Uniblab, the computer, one from George Jetson's days, you might remember, and allow him to have all the fun. No, sir, that will never happen to my fantasy football team. So it's time to figure out who I want to draft, and this year I went to the NFL's own website, NFL.com, to do a little pre-draft scouting work. In the past, I usually go to a neighborhood drugstore and plunk down anywhere from $5 to $10 to buy a national sports magazine, which promises to give me all of the answers I need to win my league. I'd usually spend a few hours trying to figure out a player draft strategy to try. You know, I'll be smarter than all the other guys. But since I've only won our fantasy football league one time in 10 seasons, I decided to save my money this year and try another free tactic.
Excellent.
The NFL's own website contains a surprising amount of information available geared toward fantasy football players, such as last year's statistics on each player's yardage gained or touchdowns and the like. It even projects how well they think each player might fare this year. So I put together a spreadsheet with the top 25 to 50 players from each group, like the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, to use as my guide. And then printed it out. One page. No cost. Love it. And even though the place kickers and team defenses are also rated, I always wait until the final 2 picks of my draft to grab one of those. Though some of the most hyped names are definitely gone by that time in your draft, there are 32 teams in the NFL and only 10 teams in my fantasy league. So that leaves 22 starting kickers and 22 team defenses. I'm generally happy with the leftovers as there isn't usually a huge point differential between the best defense or kicker in the league and the worst kicker or defense in those categories. I spent a little more time on scouting rookies, though. In my years in this fantasy football league, I've usually done pretty well at uncovering a few quality rookie wide receivers or running backs or quarterbacks toward the second half of the draft, and this year was no exception. I selected two rookie wide receivers, Alabama's Jalen Waddle with the Miami Dolphins and LSU's Terrace Marshall Jr., who's now with Carolina. I got those in the last few rounds. I also tried to see if I could find Jacksonville's rookie quarterback Trevor Lawrence from Clemson in the late rounds, but his bye week was the same as several of my other picks. Let me explain. The dreaded bye week means that you have to be on your guard to make sure that you don't have too many players whose team will have the same weekend off. As it turned out, I have three players with week number 6 off, and also three players with a bye on weeks 12, 13, and 14. But fortunately, I have backup players available at each of those key positions for those weeks. But what happens when my lone place kicker or defensive selection is off, you ask? What happens when they're off that particular week and I don't have a backup on the roster to cover for them? Well, you know, that is a tough call. But normally I'll bite the bullet and just drop that kicker or defense for that week and add someone else for the remainder of the season. Now, if one of my bench players at another position isn't doing very well, let's say he's injured, I might drop that player completely if he's a running back, wide receiver, or tight end, and opt to retain the higher performing kicker or the higher performing defensive unit for another week. It all depends on their performance at that time in the season. Well, how do you cover injuries, you might ask? Now, that is one of the biggest problems in all of fantasy football. Though the number one overall choice in my league selected New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara, the preseason number one pick by most of the fantasy draft boards was Carolina's running back Christian McCaffrey. Now, both players score points on both runs and pass plays, so I quickly gobbled up McCaffrey, even though I'm a longtime Saints fan and couldn't get Kamara, in hopes that McCaffrey has recovered enough from some lingering injuries last season to be productive once again. Now, if your starting players, your quarterback, running backs, wide receivers, or tight ends, goes down to an injury, then it's time for your bench players to step up until that injured player is able to return. Just like in real football, your team will not fare very well if a number of your starting players becomes injured and you have to depend on your bench to support your team. Now, my fantasy football team will be matched up each week against one of the other 9 teams in my league. We play a 14-game regular season with the top 4 teams advancing to a 2-game playoff. Last year, I finished a regular season in 2nd place, but I lost both playoff games to finish number 4 overall when the season was over. But now, without further ado, it's time for your coach Swamp Swami to introduce his 2021 fantasy football team. Starting at quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, it's Josh Allen. At wide receiver 1 from Arizona, DeAndre Hopkins. At wide receiver from Minnesota, Justin Jefferson. And starting wide receiver number 3 from Cincinnati, it's T. Higgins. And now for the running backs. First from Carolina, it's Christian McCaffrey. And the other starting running back this week will be from San Francisco, Raheem Mostert. The tight end this year, Kyle Pitts with Atlanta. And the bonus wide receiver, running back, or tight end option for week number 1, we're going with Marquez Callaway, the wide receiver from the New Orleans Saints. Starting at kicker, Matt Prater from Arizona, and my defense will be Kansas City, the Chiefs. And that's the way it looks for Team Swamp Gas for year 2021. Good luck with your season. I hope you bring home the gold as well. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.